DJW, WB4ZPH. Seems like something's kerchunking the repeater. Seemed pretty consistent here just a few minutes ago. Maybe not. I don't know. I guess we could time it maybe, but it was pretty consistent. The Doppler system do? Sounds like I'm not familiar, but I assume is it an array of antennas or array of directional antennas or so it sounds more sophisticated than just a receiver. Sounds much more efficient than manually fox hunting, I guess. So that's pretty neat. Well, it seems like it would be just easier on your mind to just get a license and learn to operate and operate within normal procedures rather than to be disruptive. So maybe he got scared into that. It's not likely, but hopefully. This is WB4ZPH. Okay. It seems like there is a maybe a slight renovation or maybe not renovation, but. Renaissance, maybe, to some of the hobby. A coworker of mine, he just recently got his license. He's a KR4A call. I forget the last two letters, but it seems like there's a lot more interest in it lately, especially following the storm this past September, it seems like. A couple of my brother-in-laws have expressed interest, and I got them set up with the GMRS radios, and they're playing with those, and they're like, yeah, we like this pretty good. So now, you know, it sounds like they want to go and actually put in the effort and do a little bit of studying and do the technician test here soon. So at least there's some that are good actors that are considering participating in the rules. Right. The systems, I guess, you know, cellular and land-based communication methods, we get too comfortable with them, and you don't know what you got until it's gone. But recently, I know you and I talked not too long ago about FT8, but now I'm exploring APRs as well. So I've got APRs set up on the FT5D. HT that I got recently and set APRs up in my mobile, and I'm starting to enjoy that. It's like a newfound section of the hobby, you know. It's like the first time you hear somebody talking on a ham radio, and I've seen this, you know, as I mentioned to my brother-in-law, it's the first time they see me talking on the radio or hear somebody respond to me on the radio. It's just like this light bulb goes off, and there's this amazement that they didn't recognize that these signals were going around and that these conversations were happening, you know, all around them, and they didn't know. And it's fun to explore the other parts of the hobby like I'm now doing with APRs, because I was aware of APRs, but, you know, I didn't know there was this much going on without my knowledge. So it's a pretty fun find. That is neat, and I've enjoyed exploring it so far, and I've gone on to apers.fi too and kind of watched my routes and just had similar surprise. You know, I didn't know that all this was happening, and so I'm enjoying getting into that side of it. And I've seen your call, and I've seen Patrick's call and some of the others pop up on the radio and show up on the map. So it's all pretty neat. But Dave, I just heard your call, so I just thought I'd just chat with you for a minute. Appreciate you, and I appreciate you acknowledging my call. Hope you have a good evening. W4DJW from WB4ZPH.